Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we've got something pretty interesting. A brand new platform just launched October 11th, 2025. We're doing a dedicated deep dive into this resource. It's all about helping organizations navigate, well, the pretty choppy waters of innovation, digitalization, AI adoption. You know the drill. The platform itself is called futureorg.digital. It's the brainchild of Rob Van Linde. The source material calls him a Dutch curious guy,
Right.
focused on agility, innovation, digitalization, and AI. But what's really grabbed our attention isn't just what he's focused on, it's how, the tools he's building.
That's spot on. And our mission today is really to get past the launch announcement hype. We need to explore the philosophy behind it. The tagline they're using is designing conscious transformation. So we need to unpack what that actually means, why conscious, and how he's using these custom AI assistants, not just your standard chatbot, to deliver really specific guidance.
Okay, let's unpack this. So, thinking about the problem first, you see organizations, right? They often tackle change piece by piece.
Silos, yeah.
Exactly. We need more agile, or let's get an AI strategy. And it doesn't connect, leads to frustration.
Totally.
So, when futureorg.digital talks about its core philosophy, what are the pieces they say have to connect for this to work, for organizations to actually thrive?
Right. It's all about how they link up. The platform argues pretty strongly, actually, that you need four things working together, like simultaneously. If one's weak, the whole thing kind of wobbles.
Okay, what are they?
So, number one, agility. That's your speed, your responsiveness.
Makes sense.
Number two, digitalization, the tools, the tech infrastructure.
The plumbing.
Kind of, yeah. Then, number three, AI. That brings the intelligence, the predictive power, the
Gotcha.
scale.
Okay.
And then the fourth one, conscious leadership.
Right, that's the one. Conscious leadership. It jumps out at you when it's listed next to AI and digitalization, these very techie things.
It does.
I mean, everyone's scrambling for tech solutions. Does conscious leadership risk sounding a bit like marketing fluff? How does the platform argue it's like a real necessity, not just nice to have?
Yeah.
What's the core tension here?
That's a really important
All
question.
right.
And it gets to the heart of what they're trying to do, I think, the tension. It's managing human teams, teams that are increasingly working with or guided by or even augmented by AI systems. So why does the leadership need to be conscious? Because transforming isn't just about plugging in algorithms, it's change management. It's about your people, prioritizing them, making sure AI benefits are shared fairly, ethically. If the leadership isn't conscious, meaning really intentional, reflective, focused on the why, they'll just see AI as, I don't know, a way to cut costs or just another tech project.
Right, just ticking a box.
Exactly. So conscious leadership in this model, it's the critical human input. It ensures all this powerful tech, the agility, the AI actually serves a bigger, worthwhile purpose for the organization. It translates tech power into real, sustainable success.
So it's the glue then. The leadership piece is what keeps the tech pillars from just running off on their
You
own.
could say that, yeah, the guiding hand.
It pulls it together, and it fits with that tagline the creator uses: transform smarter, lead braver, build the future. That definitely licks it beyond just a tech checklist. It becomes a conversation about culture, about lasting change.
Precisely. And it frames this whole platform as a serious attempt to contribute to that bigger global conversation about where work is heading, which, is exactly what our listeners are tuned in for. They want that blueprint for lasting success.
Okay, so moving from the why to the how, the philosophy makes sense, but transformation needs tools, right? Practical stuff. The
Absolutely.
guiding principle for implementation seems to be human-centered transformation. Again, sounds good, sounds noble. But how do they make that real? What can a manager actually use on a Tuesday afternoon?
Yeah, this is where the tech comes back in, but in the very specific way. The how relies on a suite of custom GPT assistants. Rob Van Linde built these himself.
Custom GTTs. Okay, why custom? What's the difference compared to just asking, a general AI?
Well, that's crucial. If you use a big general model, you might get generic advice or outdated stuff. Or worse, the AI just makes things up, hallucinations, they call them.
Right, seen that happen.
So a custom GPT assistant is different. It's trained and, importantly, constrained using the creator's own specific knowledge base, his transformation methods.
Oh, okay.
It narrows the scope. So the AI is focused only on the framework and topics within futureorg.digital. It doesn't wander off. It becomes less of a general know-it-all and more like a highly specialized consultant that sticks to the plan.
That makes sense. So the constraint is actually the value. It keeps the advice focused
That
and
is
reliable.
high signal, low noise.
And they've apparently gone a step further to make it easy to get started. Each assistant has a short intro video.
Yes, and this is a neat touch. They're using AI-based video explainers, specifically generated using a tool called HeyGen. So it's kind of meta, isn't it? The platform itself is demonstrating how to use sophisticated AI tools in this case for communication, for onboarding. They're not just talking about digitalization. They're actually using it in how they present the information.
Walking the talk. Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Let's look at the actual assistants. The names themselves seem designed to cut through the usual corporate jargon.
It definitely signal an intent.
Yeah. So three main guides are highlighted. First up, the AI Navigator. Positioned as the guide to a human-centered approach to AI, and crucially, how to connect that AI stuff to actual business value.
Mm.
So if I'm, say, a director of operations, how does this help me measure AI success beyond just, like, checking if the servers are running?
Well, it pushes you past those simple tech metrics. The AI Navigator is designed to make you look at the organizational impact. How are workflows changing? Is collaboration getting better? Is it actually helping employees, not just replacing them? The goal is to ensure AI integration actually boosts capability and capacity, rather than just, you know, automating things and potentially alienating the workforce in the process.
Got it. Human-centered value.
Then you get the really punchy ones, starting with the No BS Agile Assistant.
Huh. Love the name.
Right. And anyone who's been in a company trying to go agile knows exactly what BS they're talking about. It can easily get bogged down in ceremonies, jargon, process for process's sake, the hype, as the source calls
it. Oh, absolutely. We've all sat through those daily stand-ups that become 45-minute reporting sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or chasing velocity points that mean nothing for actually delivering value. The process becomes the goal, not the outcome. So what specific pain is No BS Agile trying to fix?
It's laser focused on impact. It aims to strip away all the unnecessary rituals and dogma. The idea here is that real agility is about delivering value quickly, learning, adapting, not just following a rigid playbook.
So it gives you a framework.
Yeah, it provides structured kind of scaffolding.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough process to keep teams focused purely on results and feedback loops. Cutting out the fluff.
Yeah.
Pragmatic advice.
Okay, I like the sound of that. And that same cut the nonsense vibe seems to continue with the last one mentioned, the No BS Transformation Assistant.
Mm-hmm.
This one seems aimed at that general organizational friction, the inertia, the endless meetings, the analysis paralysis that kills so many change initiatives.
That background noise, yeah. It's the enemy of getting anything done, isn't it? Bureaucracy, legacy thinking, silos fighting each other.
The swamp.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So the No BS Transformation Guide offers a methodology to diagnose the root causes of that stuff, not just fiddle with the symptoms. It's a blueprint for change that really tries to get systemic.
I appreciate that focus. And just naming them No BS is smart. It acknowledges that frustration that a lot of smart people feel with consultants or frameworks that sound great, but then just fizzle out during implementation.
Mm-hmm. I think that intentionality in the design, the focus tools, the direct language is really what makes this project stand out. It's taking those four big ideas, agility, digitalization, AI, conscious leadership.
The core pillars.
Right. And delivering them through these very structured, actionable guides. It feels like a genuine attempt to get past the abstract talk and offer something people can actually use right away.
So as people engage with futureorg.digital, they're essentially tapping into expertise that's been distilled into these specialized AIs.
Pretty much. Targeted expertise on demand.
It's a potent mix. Sophisticated digital tools like AI, but guided by that essential human element of conscious leadership. Trying to make change stick.
That balance seems critical to the whole concept. The platform recognizes you can't just throw tech at problems. Not without conscious leadership. Not without a human-centered approach baked into the methodology. The tools have to serve the vision. Not the other way around.
So what does this all mean? What's next for this project? It feels like a starting point, not the final version.
Definitely a launch pad.
Rob Van Linde apparently has a roadmap to keep building this out. More custom GPT assistants are planned, probably tackling other common organizational pain points.
Makes sense.
And he's going to be sharing more detailed insights and learnings on the Future Org blog pretty soon. So for anyone feeling kind of lost in the whole transformation maze, this looks like a resource that's designed to grow and evolve.
And, you know, that brings us back to something interesting in the source notes. We've talked a lot about the tech, the GPTs, the agent videos, the structure.
Right.
But the creator, Van Linde, mentioned that the launch came after a lot of dedicated effort and a lot of fun.
The fun part.
Yeah. And that, for me, is the final thought. This mention of dedication, but also fun. It suggests that even when you're building these complex, structured digital tools, for something as serious as organizational transformation, the human element, the builder's own enthusiasm, their energy, their curiosity, that remains vital if you actually want to achieve that goal of being human-centered.
That's a great point.
It's a reminder that great digital design isn't just about perfect code or clever algorithms. It's also about the passion of the people behind it. That's maybe what makes it resonate.
That leaves a really interesting question for you, the listener, to maybe mull over. If conscious leadership is so key, and if maybe passion and even fun are part of that, how could you inject more of that, the creator's own apparent drive, into your own teams or organizations' transformation efforts? Something to think about.